1,000 cuts to death.
Written and narrated by me, Bleeding Critic. A long time ago, Michael was a healthy little baby. His parents were meant to be his guardians, to nurture and support him, and not to mould him into them, and not to print their religiosity into his young mind. Their verbal put-downs and humiliation were like cigarette burns to his face. Although not physical abuse, the scars of their words would remain with him. He felt like he was born in the wrong family. Those early years were the first cut. He struggled with socialising at school, and the expected bullying was like a paper cut. And after 3 years of piss-taking, the paper cut would become red raw. In his teens, his first love was magical. He found happiness for the first time. She filled in the love and affection gaps his parents were unable to. He felt alive and confident that someone so gorgeous found him different and sexy. 2 years of lust and understanding ended when she suddenly died in a car accident. This cut was far worse, like a hammer blow to Michael's heart. He knew she was with him after her terrible death. He could still smell her smell, and as years passed, her smell was forgotten. Other relationships came and went, but nothing special worth talking about. For his own protection, he became estranged from his birth family. Another deep cut. His career was on track until redundancy. The stress of redundancy was like a baseball bat to his skull and confidence. Michael was trying to cope with life's pressures and extreme episodes. Those little cuts to his mental health were relentless. He had no balance. The negative experiences were daily. No sign of any light at the end of the tunnel. He believed his life was a test to measure his mental strength. Problem after problem, financial desperation after financial desperation, everyday life became more and more difficult. In his 40s, his coping mechanism slowly turned to rust. If the tiny cuts were visible across his skin, you wouldn't be able to see any white skin, just bleeding wounds. He catastrophized about the small stuff. A cluster of kidney stones developed due to stress and fear. He became battle-worn. During his early 50s, he read an article about reincarnation, which is believed to be true in many ancient cultures. This triggered a crazy idea in his head. Michael researched on the internet about evil people who died before he was born, and he came across a picture of a man who was convicted of crimes against humanity and was hanged in June 1962. Now, this evil man looked exactly like Michael. And the execution happened just 13 hours before Michael was born. Then everything became crystal clear. Life was deliberately hard due to who Michael was in a previous life. He suffered 1,000 cuts, and then he simply couldn't cope anymore. His heart gave up. Michael passed away at the same age as the evil man who was executed. Michael's crimes in his previous life deserves eternal punishment, so his cycle of hell will be repeated when his evil spirit enters flesh again and again. So if you have no idea why life has dealt you a bad deck of cards, do some research like Michael did, and then you'll find out who you used to be and understand exactly why you're receiving 1,000 cuts.
1,000 Cuts to Death.
Written and narrated by me, Bleeding Critic. Be sure to subscribe to my website, bleedingcritic.com, and my YouTube channel, Bleeding Critic. And of course, follow and interact with me on Twitter, @BleedingCritic.